Hello, and welcome to Zacks Shopping for Stocks. I'm your host, Maddie Johnson, an editor here at Zacks. Today is September 5th, kind of the official, not official start of fall, the official end of summer, the day after Labor Day, the day after Beyonce's birthday, which is the most important holiday, really. And this week, I want to discuss Canada Goose, which is the luxury parka maker that I talked about earlier this year when the company filed for its IPO. Canada Goose, of course, is that specialty retailer known for its insanely expensive, around $900 and up parkas with fur-trimmed hoods. And its main competitors are brands like the North Face, Patagonia, and Marmot. Though their most expensive parkas are about, though, so these brands' expensive parkas are about half of Goose's normal price. So today I want to look at the retailer's performance since it made its public debut, and see if the company has turned out to be a worthwhile retail investment. Just to recap, Canada Goose was one of the biggest apparel IPOs since athleisure giant Lululemon, and the retailer raised about $250 million after its first day of trading. So while its IPO was a huge win for the company, Canada Goose needed to prove to investors that it could grow in almost every aspect. Before its IPO, the company said that it reported 2016 revenues of $291 million, and notably, $103 million of that number came from U.S. consumers. Canada Goose also reported gross profit of $146 million and net income of $27 million for the same year. The company was already off to a good start then with the fact that it had made a profit as it began trading publicly. Canada Goose then went on to surprise investors with its fourth quarter earnings results in June, reporting a smaller than expected loss and beating analyst estimates. Total revenues increased nearly 22%, while gross margin expanded 950 basis points to 54.4%. The company also opened its first retail stores in Toronto, Canada, which that's also the city that it's headquartered in, and New York City, as well as created e-commerce sites in France and the United Kingdom. And speaking of its online sales, Canada Goose's direct-to-consumer revenue, so this includes e-commerce and company-owned retail store sales, increased $115.2 million Canadian dollars, up from $33 million Canadian dollars in fiscal 2016. And just a few weeks ago, the company again reported a smaller than expected loss during its fiscal first quarter and beat our consensus estimates on both the top and bottom lines. Direct-to-consumer sales surged once again, while sales from its wholesale business jumped over 38% to $19.9 million Canadian dollars. So with all of this in mind, and in order to meet global sales demand, Canada Goose announced it would open flagship stores in Boston, Calgary, and Tokyo this coming fall. And this is in addition to two already announced stores set to open in London and Chicago later this year. I, for one, am very excited about the Chicago opening. Going to probably be their opening weekend. Won't buy anything because my wallet is not hashtag ready for that. Canada Goose is also looking to expand its product line. And this is really important for the retailer. And early in August, the brand unveiled a luxe knitwear collection. And it's actually probably going to be pretty luxe. And this marks the first time it has moved beyond its core outerwear merchandise. So one of the biggest concerns investors and analysts initially had about Canada Goose during its IPO was its limited product selection. So they basically just sold parkas and winter coats and like light jackets. And that product's extremely high price point. So basically $900 to $1,000 minimum for a parka. So this knitwear, which will comprise of 15 styles across men's and women's, will start from $295, cheap, right? With the most expensive item being a hybrid knit at $650. And it will allow Canada Goose to probably explore a more entry-level, quote-unquote entry-level price point. So, and that entry level is, you have to think it's entry level for Canada Goose and probably entry level for Canada Goose customers. So granted, these prices are still really pretty pricey for knitwear. You know, you can go to Walmart or Amazon and buy a sweatshirt for $12, but if you want Canada Goose, you're going to pay a little bit more. And this collection will be things like zip-up sweaters, hoodies, and fisherman jumpers. And I'm not really sure what fisherman jumpers are. They'll either be something like waders that fishermen wear, or sweaters, which jumpers are a term for sweaters that British people use, I think. So sweaters that fishermen wear when they go fishing. I don't know. I should have probably Googled this, but they sounded interesting. They'll probably be like $400. So if you have the coin, go buy some fisherman jumpers. It does make sense, though, for Canada Goose to expand their quite limited product offering. And this will leverage its really good direct-to-consumer sales by placing the knitwear right alongside its popular parkas, both inside its stores and on its website. And a Canada Goose branded hoodie is a stepping stone for a customer that may not be ready to make that huge parka purchase, aka they may not be ready to just shell out $1,000 for a coat, but they could be ready to, you know, put down $295 for a sweater. You never know. But that sweater will still give them the feeling of wearing Canada Goose, that brand. It's, you know, it's more than just a coat. Because really, when you're spending almost $1,000 on a winter parka, you're buying that brand, that distinctive sleeve patch, rather than you're buying just a coat. Because if you wanted to buy just a coat, you could go to their main competitors like North Face, Patagonia. Well, you're still paying, you know, a pretty penny, but you're not paying basically a car down payment. I mean, I don't know how much a car down payment is, but I'm assuming it's maybe sometimes $1,000. Anyways, looking ahead, Canada Goose expects earnings growth of 24.2% for the current year and has a long-term growth rate of 26.2%. The company currently sits at a number two buy in the Zacks rank, and based on the company's last two earnings results and management's aggressive growth strategy, Canada Goose has been a strong performer since its IPO and looks to stay on this track for the foreseeable future. So I think that does it for today's episode of Shopping for Stocks. Thanks for listening. And remember, if you think I missed anything or have a topic in mind you think should be covered, shoot me an email at podcast@zacks.com. You can also check out all of our other exclusive audio content at zacks.com/podcast. And remember to subscribe and leave a rating on iTunes. So thanks for joining, and I'll see you next time on the Zacks Shopping for Stocks podcast.